The project was funded by Rockefeller Foundation. They've been funding the African Gender Institute for quite some time. And the idea behind the project was that as AGI, we have had this interest in militarism through Amina Mama's writing and research and teaching. And then with my joining the AGI in 2008, there's a link between my research interest in the area of gender, peace, security, conflict resolution. There's a link there with militarism and a feminist analysis of the two. So it was almost like, okay, we did this associates program focusing on sexualities that Jane ran, and there was an opportunity for another round of funding. Basically, the aim of the project was to pick up on those research areas of Amina Mama's. Amina Mama had held a couple of meetings in 2007, and there was a whole Feminist Africa 10, focusing on militarism and women's activism. So there was all this kind of networks on the continent generated already, and writing generated, and interest. And I was actually part of the 2007 process before I joined AGI that Amina had convened. Helen Scanlon was also there, by the way. That was interesting. Ruth Ochieng was part of that process, and a few other people, Margot from California. So as Amina Mana moved also to California, Mills College. So it was an opportunity really to pick up on those threads that Amina's work and research and focus had generated, and also the Feminist Africa issue, and say, look, there are issues here that can be further explored, particularly from my research interest and the issue of militarism. How can we theorize? How can we think about peace and security from a feminist perspective? What do we mean by militarism, and what is its significance, you know, when we think about security development on the continent from a feminist perspective? So the aim of the project is first to pick up that research interest and run with it further and deepen it. The other thing was to say, okay, let's work with women on the continent who are working in this area. You know, so the Ruth Ochieng, for example, ISIS Wicked's research on women in armed conflict was just a fitting organization to continue the work. With me, it was, I had been through so many, I'd run and been part of so many conflict resolution training workshops in which I'd met amazing women on the continent who had been now, you know, living in context of extreme militarism and violence, but doing amazing work under the banner of peace building. ISIS Wicked is one of them. So the idea is for me, and I remember having learned a lot in the workshops, but not when I end the workshop, because it's a training workshop and not a research workshop. You know, it's almost like you as a facilitator, you're expected to facilitate the space and provide the knowledge, and yet so much knowledge sits with the participants. It's shared, but it's not built on. That's the word. I don't want to say captured like we take it away, no, but built on and harnessed and honored. So the idea of this project is to say, let's bring together these women who have been working with and around various kinds of violences and peace and security, all the words that we need, and to say, let's reflect on that and create a research project that begins to theorize what we mean by, for example, gendered security. In whichever context and place and time, whether it's in Islam, whether it's in a refugee camp, whether it's rape on the streets because of your identity as a woman wearing a short skirt or a lesbian, whether it is in a situation of armed conflict, post-armed conflict, and that kind of thing. So we looked at bringing together women in middle and upper management who had worked in the field for a long time and obviously already learned a lot through their work, just like me and just like Amina Mama, you know, having networked and heard a lot of stories, and you yourself being part of some of those processes of trying to respond to situations of insecurity. Bring us together and let's create an opportunity to actually augment that knowledge. And the tool that we used was writing. We said what we're going to do is facilitate reflective writing spaces with these 20 women from Eastern and Southern Africa. And so we had Zimbabwe, we had South Africa, Namibia, Kenya, Uganda, and Burundi, 7 countries, about 20 women. So of course it was, on the one hand, introducing the idea of the project was quite something. So the first year it was about strategizing. How do we do this? You know, what is out there in terms of the knowledge already around this thing? So we had a strategic planning where we brought the gurus together, professors, the Amina Mamas, you know, the Shireen Essos, you know, Eleanor Sisulus, you know, and we brought them together and said, guys, what do you understand by war? What do you understand by peace? What would the research be on this? And it was from there that we learned in 2009 that actually the thinking and the disciplines on this, because the thinking around war, peace, militarism, violence, conflict comes from such different disciplines, we actually all had different understandings of it. So you had those who did war studies Fumi Olomisaki from King's College. She had a war studies background. So when she talks of conflict, she's talking about war. You have Amina Mama who talks about militarism, and that happens. She's talking about all kinds of situations, not just war. She's talking about government, in fact, and states as militaristic in and of themselves. You've got me who comes from peace building. And so when I'm talking about peace, I'm talking about formal peace processes, and I'm talking about building community and social peace. And I may not use the word militarism. And then you get people like Professor Jane Bennett, who her area is gender-based violence or violence and sexuality. So you get those people who use the acronym GBV or SGBV. And then you get the Helen Scanlons, who, when they're talking about violence, peace, or security, they're talking about justice and notions of legal justice vis-a-vis other forms and what it means to take gender seriously. So we could see we were tangent. So what we decided to do is say, okay, given that the terrain is so mixed and we can't really say there's a disciplinary theoretical approach to this, from a feminist angle, we would need to tease out all those kinds of categories. But instead of going through the disciplinary route, we go through the experiential route. Let's look at the women themselves and how we think of it. Having worked for 10 years plus in this field, what do we think it is? But beefing that up with existing theories. So the two workshops we ran the following year were about providing a space for both reflection and learning on feminist angles to these theories and feminism itself. But more importantly, providing a space to reflect and write about what we know in order to push that theory, which is actually quite spread and diverse and not really clear when we're thinking about a feminist. In fact, it's quite patriarchal. If you look at the theories of security that rely on the state, that's quite a patriarchal perspective to security, and yet that's the dominant, you know, for me who comes from the peace building, you know, whatever. So there's a lot of critiquing to do, but let's critique from the basis of women who are activists in this field of work for a long time, lived experience of creating security, gendered security from a perspective of femininity, lived experiences of femininity. So that is how now we created these two workshops, and the tools were reflective writing and a dialogue spaces, and we brought in people to talk on the key topics. So the key topics were first feminism and gender and opening our eyes to, you know, complex ways of thinking about that, and also interesting ways to push our thinking beyond the existing. And also we looked at peace and security. We looked at trauma and healing, because a lot of organizations work in very, very extreme situations of extreme trauma. So how do we cope? What do we understand? What is mental health? And then later on in the next workshop, we also looked at militarism from a feminist perspective. But we basically, the second workshop fed off the first one. So we picked up one or two new topics, but we basically continued the reflective writing. And in between the workshops, we set up a list of write piece, where we just stay connected. And out of that came now, in each workshop, what I did was to interview the women and ask them what they understand to be peace, to tell why are you doing what you do? You know, what have you learned? What does it mean to be a woman? How do you understand peace? How do you understand justice? And I did this together with Abigail, who was we took on under the project. We paid for her honors thesis, gave a small scholarship to stay. She was very interested in the topic, so we brought her into the project. And she, her topic was around notions of justice and women. So she was part of the workshops and also part of the interviewing process. So I have these transcripts and, you know, how they experience peace and justice and their story, basically. And then what we also, one of the transcripts has been published as in conversation in Feminist Africa 14. We had a book review. Vicky Karimi from King's College came in, and she was attached to me and the project because she was studying from Fumi's outfit that focuses on militarism, war, and that kind of thing. And they wanted to improve their angle on a feminist analysis. So that's how we sort of got one of their students. So we got some interviews done, we've got some transcripts, we've got some in conversations published, we got some articles published. So Annie Poulet, who came to the first strategic planning meeting, she published an article, feature article in Feminist Africa on her story of violence and activism. We had Vicky, who did a book review of Isis Wicker's work. We had Pauline Dempers in conversation with me, published in Feminist Africa. And then we've got some of us working on ongoing writing, myself, you know, through the transcript and the process of the project, embarking on a PhD process. There is Ruth here is writing the story of Isis Wicker and, you know, what they've learned.
kind of a history, a personal narrative history of Isis Wike. And then we have Jessica, who came, also visited us. She's writing about the stories she learned in her work as well with Isis Wike and Urgent Action Fund. She's since left both organizations, but she was keen to write about that. And then there's Pauline, who's writing her story of exile during the SWAPO's liberation movement's time, what it was like then and what it is like now, you know, pushing for justice as a Namibian woman and her own notion of security and peace and that kind of thing. And she's very keen on writing. So we have these kind of outstanding writing projects that are left over from. We thought that the project will actually be able to produce writing, but we went halfway with some and completed some, and we only just started on others. We also anticipated, and this is the one that we didn't achieve, is we anticipated providing institutional capacity building for the people in the project. But of course, I think this was a very ambitious goal because we never had enough space, and our strategy was individuals and not institutions. Although we partnered with Isis Wike, so we have an ongoing partnership with Isis Wike, and there was an institutional collaboration, and what we're pursuing now is ways of collaborating further and strengthening each other further. But I think broadly we were not able to do institutional strengthening. A few of the members of the workshops linked up, like Waza from Zimbabwe linked up with Selina's outfit in Kenya, in the north of Kenya, and they supported each other with advocacy work. That was also anticipated, but we didn't have built in, we didn't build in into the running of the management of a project a way of actually doing it more consistently. So you'll see those two reports there that you should read, is the May workshop report, very detailed with narratives and stories, and also the November one, and there are also some transcripts you could look at, interview transcripts. And then there's the final report to the funders, the overall one for 2010, that you should look at.